Okay, today's daf is Ksubis, daf Yud Zayin, and we are on Tez Zayin Amud Beis, second to last line, as we get into the once every 7.5 years when we get to talk about this Chazal. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara on the bottom of Tez Zayin Amud Beis, it's really a Derech Eretz, Meseches Derech Eretz, one of the Meseches Ketanos, quoted here, Tanu Rabbanan, Ketzem Raktim Lefnei Akala, how does one dance in front of the Kala? And Rashi already might be bothered by the question of the Mefarshim, and that is, why just the Kala? What about the Chassan? Why Kaitzim Rat Lefnei Kala? So Rashi says, Ma Omrim Lefaneha. What do we say in front of her? Of course, you have to dance in front of the Chassan and the Kala. You have to make both of them happy. You have to be Mesayah both of them. But the question is, right, the Gemara in Brachas on Davav talks about Simchas Chassan Bemili. Right, so it's Lav Dafka. We're talking about the Kala, but it's how do you make them happy? What do you say in front of the Kala? Rashi emphasizes. If you look in the tour, in the beginning in Simin Samachay, that's in Evan Ezer, that's the last Simin of Hilchas Kiddushin. Right, the first half of Evan, the first part of Evan Ezer is about Puravu and Kiddushin. Right, and then it gets into laws of Ksuba and Simin Samach Vav. But the last Simin Samachay, the tour says Mitzvah Gedola. L'sameach chassan v'kala, both. Mitzvah gedola, ulurakeil b'faneha, and to dance in front of her. So maybe the dancing is only her, but to be m'sameach both of them. V'lomer, and he quotes our Gemara, kalano v'chasuda, which we'll get to by the Shem in a minute. V'yafilu eino na, well, let's continue our reading before we reread anymore. So, kezim ratel v'yakala, so what do we do? So, famous machlokas, Beishamai Omrim, Beishamai says, Kala kemos shehi, a kala as she is. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Kala no eva chasuda. And Beis Hillel says, Kala is beautiful and praiseworthy, Kala no eva chasuda. So what's the simple interpretation? Simple interpretation is that Beis Hillel says, well, you're allowed to lie, right? You're allowed to say she's beautiful and gorgeous, doesn't matter what she actually is. While Beis Shammai says, no, Kemoshehi, what does Kemoshehi mean? And then we'll talk in general about the issue. So Rashi, Tosfos, and the Ritva. Rashi, what does Kemoshehi mean? Lefi yafya v'chashivusa mikalsinosa. According to her beauty and chashivus, you praise her. What does that mean? So that could mean, Tosfos' second opinion, right? It doesn't say explicitly, you know, what should be said. Kemoshehi, you have to find something about her. You can't say something that's not true, Beis Shammai is saying. Tosfos, on top. V'yesh b'mum yishtaku v'lo yishabchuhu. First day of Tosfos is Kemoshehi, meaning if she's not beautiful, you just gotta not sing at that wedding. Right? Or just not say certain things that are said at other weddings. And then Tosfos says, Inami, which obviously is, by way of omission, it's somewhat embarrassing. But the second day of Tosfos is, Inami, yishabchu b'davar na'esh yeshba. You have to make the praise very specific for every wedding, Beis Shammai says. Beis Hillel says you can just sing in general, beautiful, great, gorgeous. But Tosfos says, according to Beis Shammai, and maybe this is what Rashi is saying as well, that you have to be very specific. Yishabchu b'davar nashi yishba. Everybody has something that you could praise them about. Kegon be'eineha obiadeha. Look at those eyes. Look at those hands. Okay, it's saying something else might not be so beautiful, but if every woman has something specific said about her, then it's less nikar that they have other mumin imheim yafos. Obeis Hillel omrim no yishabchuhu legamrei. You praise her generally, completely. D'kishemaskirin ma sheyishbo l'shvach mechlal d'lashar l'gnai. As we mentioned, implicitly, if I'm praising one, so then the shar is l'gnai, so therefore I can't say something specific in that case. Just lahavdil, a number of times, when we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, we don't specify. We say Hakel, Agadol, Agibur, Vanora, and we say exactly what Chazal say. And that's why the Gemara says in Brachas Lamed Gimel, when there was a certain man who was being the Chazan in front of one of the Amoraim, he added on a couple of adjectives. Hakel, Agadol, Agibur, Vanora, Ha'aziz, all the other adjectives, great, amazing, wonderful, and he added on 10 adjectives, and after he finished, the Amora goes over to him, Rabbi Hanina, I think, and he says, right, Siyamta Shevchana Demarech, what, you finished? You got it? You got it exactly? Right? What do you mean? You can never finish. You can never finish. And therefore, what are you saying? And the Gemara usually gives a mashal. It's like, imagine if somebody has gold and you praise them by saying them you have silver. No, it's like you're not getting it on the mark. So we can never get it on the mark with Hashem. So we can't use our own words. We have to just use the words that Moshe used. And in Sefer Dvarim. So here too, Machpe Shammai says that you have to be exact. And Mesillah says, no, you can't focus on one area, not the other area, because that would leave something out. The Ritva quotes a Lashon, and the Shilu Mukubetzes also says this, that Kawa Kimoshehi is exactly what you say. At the Beishamai weddings, the song that they used to sing, Ketzar Adavre Kawa, Kawa Kimoshehi, that's what they sung. That's exactly the words. As is. This kala as is amazing. Right? You're not saying anything else. Every kala is as is. And that's a praise. Right? She's amazing as she is. That is what Yesha Pirshu Sheyomar Halashon Hasasum Hazeh. That's what you say. You say this ambiguous lashon. Everybody interprets it as they would like. But it can be interpreted as this kala is exactly on the mark. Exactly what she should be. Kind of like Shasani Kurtzono. Right? Exactly what she is. So different deos. What is meant by that. Just going back to the din of Ketzah Meraklim Fnei HaKal, if you look in Reb Elchanan, right here in the Kovet Shiurim, he discusses, L'chorah mashmazeh de'ikar mitzvah l'samech hazakala, as we all started off. Why is it dafka l'fnei HaKala? You look in the Torah, it's l'fnei HaChasan also. Avalein zetam da'adarabah, ihu mifkad b'pir yivarivya, v'lo ihi. Remember, right? What is this the first step towards? We had a machlok as the Rambam and the Rush, whether getting married bichlal is a mitzvah. So especially according to the Rush, that getting married is not a mitzvah. It's just a hechsher mitzvah for puravu. So that what? Misamech lakala. The kala's not even obligated in puravu, as we learned in Yevamos. It's the chasun. Who's doing the hechsher mitzvah? V'chei mashma b'loshen and gabar b'brachas. Davav simchas chasan yeh mitzvah. But he says, that's why Rashi says what he says of in terms, what do you sing in front? But that is in terms of kala versus chasan. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, Amru lahen beishamai lebeis Hillel. Says beishamai lebeis Hillel, how could you say, kala no v'chasuda, hare shayisa chigeris osuma, omrim la, kala no v'chasuda. If beishamai says beis Hillel, if she's lame, if she's blind, you're going to say, gorgeous, beautiful, amazing. Kala no v'chasuda, v'tara amra, midvar sheka tirchak. Right, stay away, not just, doesn't even say, don't lie, it says, stay far away. Midvar sheka tirchak. According to you, you have a negative. If somebody makes a bad purchase from the market, do you praise it and say, oh, great, great purchase, or do you make him feel bad and insult him and say, what, you got ripped off? So, right, we praise it. So, here too, we praise it even though, what that might mean underneath is that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. That's really what Beis Hillel might mean by that statement. By saying, what are you going to, he bought it. You're going to tell him he did something wrong? So you might just say it means, well, there's no toelis. But it also might mean, well, he obviously think he made a good purchase. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, and therefore, there's nothing to insult. Mikan amru chachamim. Right, you learn from here that a person's das, a person's opinions, should always be mu'urevis and mabrios. Rashi, la asos le'ish ve'ish kirtzono. Right, everybody doing that's the connection to Rosh Chodesh Adar. Right, it sounds like the Megillah. Right, ish ve'ish kirtzono, and that's what you have to do. You have to have mu'urevis and mabrios, and always get along. Right, the Ritva here quotes the Lashon from Meseches Yevamos of Mutter Lishanos Mipnei HaShalom. As we know, one is allowed to bend the truth a little bit in order to keep the peace, Darkei Shalom. As the Gemara tells us, we learned that from none other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the truth, but didn't say the whole truth. Right, when he heard from Sarah Imenu, that Sarah says, I'm so old, and my husband, forget it, he's so old. When Hashem repeated the story, Rashi quotes this, he just says that Sarah says that she's so old. He left out the other half of the somewhat insulting comment to Avraham. So, but Kadosh Baruch Hu does that, because this is Shalom Bayis. And we pointed out, it's pretty amazing that he was worried about their Shalom Bayis, they're 100 years old. right? Or 90 years old, 89 years old, and he's worried about Shalom Bayis. The answer is it's a never-ending job, avoda that we have. You can be 100 years old, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still worried about your Shalom Bayis. And it's not just because he lived another 75 years, right? But it's just that, you know, it doesn't matter. At every stage of life, it's something to be aware of and to focus on. But that's the Ritva. It's ironic, I think one saw this pointed out, that there's very few Averis that we have in the Torah that it says stay far away from. Far away. Don't just not do it. Midvar sheker tirchak, stay far away from. And Dafka, that's the Avera in quotes that you could bend in order to keep Darkei Shalom. You know, other Avera that it just says don't do, you can't, it's Darkei Shalom. I can't eat not kosher because of Darkei Shalom. I can't do most Isurei D'Oraisa because of Darkei Shalom. Isurei D'Rabbanan, okay, I could do because of Darkei Shalom. But D'Oraisas, very few. And here we have Midvar sheker tirchak, and it is bent a little bit because of Darkei Shalom. That's a crucial discussion. If you look in the Rishash here, the Rishash wonders, says, when Beis Hillel talks to Beis Shammai, what is the first phrase, L'divreichem, according to your words? Whenever Beis Hillel talks to Beis Shammai, he's talking about according to you. Sounds like there's something deeper here. L'divre, according to your words, if somebody buys something from the market, you know, do you praise him or not? Second question, what do you mean minashuk? If you buy something, what is the emphasis? If you buy something from the shuk. So the Rishash takes both of those questions and comes up with a beautiful thought. What's the depth of Beis Hillel's comment here? According to your words, if you buy something from the shuk, says the Rishash, if the person bought something from a store down the block and you think he made a bad deal, you'll tell him about it so he can go return it. Right? He knows who the seller was. He'll go return it. He'll say, you know what? It's a really bad product. You know, you should go return it. But let's say he bought it from the market where there's tons of sellers all over. You have no idea. There's no recourse. You have no place to go return it. That's where there's no point in telling him you had a bad deal because he can't do anything about it. It says that's the emphasis over here. Because when you buy something min hashuk, that's the emphasis when there's no recourse. They're getting married here. There's no recourse, so then it is a problem. It says, Yesh ledaktik, and we'll get to the punchline in a second. Yesh ledaktik, al tevas devreichem. That's miyutar. And also minashuk. Vishamati bazeh dover nachon. I heard something nice. Vehu, demisha lokeach mekach minachanut, umar eyo letagaro lekrovo. Vadai, if you still have the receipt. So vadai, imro ebo eza chisaron, mitzvah ochove alav, legalos lo. Right, it's lifnei iver, lo sitein michshol. Right, have to give him good advice. Right, bechtei sheyachzi reno lachen boni. Ma she'ein ken kshalokeach min hashuk, she'einu makiro la'shivenu lo imnisane. You can't, even if he's ripped off, ma lo lachaver lagalos lo mumav. La'hadivo be'ein to'elis. There's no purpose. And he says, now let's get back to the first phrase. What's l'divrechem? The last daf in Gittin. Remember the Mishnah? The Mishnah has a machlokes. Why? What's the basis for divorce? Why can a person divorce his wife? So Beis Shammai says, if he's Megale, right, Ervas Davar. And then you have Beis Hillel or Beis Kiva, even if she burns the food, even if he finds somebody more beautiful, which we've spoken about that in the past, what exactly that means. But what does Beis Shammai say? Only Matzava Dva Erva. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, according to you, you don't just divorce tomorrow. You have to find the Dvar Erva. So according to you, he has no recourse here. He's getting married. He's not going to be able to divorce except for Dvar Erva. So it's like the case of the marketplace where you have no place to return it. So what are you saying to him? Right, Kalanova Chasuda. That's the emphasis of L'divrechem, referring to the Mishnah in Mesechas Gittin on Daf Tzadi, where Beis Shammai Beis Hillel have the machlokas about basis for divorce. Just because we brought it up, we've mentioned in the past, what does that mean? Well, Rabbi Akiva had an unbelievable relationship with his wife. Well, if you find somebody more beautiful, you could divorce. Beis Hillel, if you ask somebody, she burns the food. Chas v'shalom. So the answer we've quoted from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Ki Tzeitzi is that no, it's just the opposite. This isn't a siba, but a siman. It's not a cause, but a reflection. Meaning, if somebody has those kind of thoughts, just because the wife burned the food, or just because matzah acheres nahimena, that's a red flag. That shalom bias has to be worked on. That's a red flag that we have to put into the marriage, because chas v'shalom it can lead to something worse. So it's not a reason, but a reflection of what we should be focused on. Okay, So we have the machlokas here, Beshama Besila. Oh, just one other related to this Rishash is our Chashuke Chemed, which we haven't had for a couple of days. The Chashuke Chemed has the following question. Sheila. Reuven Balavakar Shimon. Shimon is in the hospital. And Shimon asks Reuven, he's coming to visit him. You think I have a good doctor? You think my doctor is good? You think I'm in good hands? And the Mevaker knows that it's not the best doctor. Knows it's not the best doctor. He's heard other certain things about him. So, should he be honest? Should he be honest? For Reuven Yodeshish Tovimi Menu, or at least he knows there are better ones. So what's the answer? You say something? So it's exactly, he said, quotes this Rishash. He says, well, is there any recourse? If he could get up and go to another floor, if he could go to a different hospital, if he could go to a different doctor, okay, then you tell him. Because it's like going back to the store. But if Ain Brera, he's put here, the doctor, the hospital decided, he's not going anywhere. There's no way that he could choose, right? So there's no reason to say. Then just say, he'll do great. He'll do great. You're Hashem. Hashem should make him the right shliach. Whatever one could say. You know, we should just make him feel good. Lama yadiva lo marlo shev beit cholim hasheni atipo yoser tov. Lochein yomer lo rofei zehu tov. Say he's good. Right? And anyway, he says, a person is only healed from, the one HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the special siyata d'shmaya to. So who knows if the better doctor in this case anyway, maybe this doctor will have the most siyata d'shmaya. Either way, that's the Chashuke Chemed based on the Rishash. Okay, we continue. Kiyasa Rav Dimi. By the way, I didn't do the second Tosfos. Yishabchenu Beinav. What is Beis Shammai answer to this whole Taina? Right, of Beis Hillel. Ubei Shammai Savri. He also knows that, generally what people say. Avagav Yishabchenu Beinav. Ein lohem chachamim l'sakein. L'haskik lomar sheker. Even if that's what you do in the market, Chazal shouldn't announce that this is what should be sung at the wedding. You want to say whatever you want, fine. But to have a takana that reflects sheker, that's what Beis Shammai is against. Ketzer Meraktim is like, what are you supposed to say? Right? What's the takana? Okay. Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said the following. This is what was sung. Hachi Mashu Kami Kalsa B'Marava. This is what they used to sing by a wedding in Eretz Yisrael. Lo kechal, v'lo sharak, v'lo pirkes. This woman doesn't need any makeup or any eyeshadow, anything. V'yalas chen. She's just beautiful as she is. She doesn't need any chitzonius to make her beautiful. That's what they used to sing. And similarly, kisamchu rabbanan l'Rebbe Zeira, when Rebbe Zeira got smicha. Rebbe Zeira, we know, it used to be Rav Zeira, became Rebbe Zeira, right? He went to Eretz Yisrael, he made aliyah. Kisamchu rabbanan l'Rebbe Zeira, sharu lehachi, this is what they sung. Lo kachav v'lo sharak v'lo pirkes, v'yal eschein. Same thing, that's why this is here. Rebbe Zeira, you don't need to have any chitzoni, anything to cover him up, give him any big titles, Rashke Bahag. No, he's just Rebbe Zeira, and he is amazing and beautiful as is. Once we brought this up, let's talk about some other rabbis. Kisamchu rabbanan l'Rebbe Ami l'Rebbe Asi. When the rabbanan were somech, Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi, again in Eretz Yisrael. Right there, buried in Tveria, right next to the Rambam. Sharu lehu hachi, kol min dein, v'chol min dein, smuchulana. All people like these, they are deserving of smicha. These are the real deal. Lo tismuchulana, don't give smicha, lo min sarmitin, not to the sarmitin. Lo min sarmisin, sarmisin are, Rashi says, from the word lisares, to confuse, to mix up. Misarsin halachos behefech tamehen. People that give opposite approaches and ideas to what the halacha is supposed to be about. Or, so don't give smicha to those people. Velo min sarmitin. And don't give smicha to the sarmitin. What's the sarmitin? Like a smartut, a rag, right? People who don't hold the flag of Torah, you know, proudly. Va'amrila, and others say, lo min chamisin. Velo min termisin. Not from chamisin. What are chamisin? Rashi says they only say, or they only know, like one-fifth of what they're supposed to know. Chamishis hatam. One-fifth. What are termisin? Rashi says, I don't know. Lowest parish. Termisin, we usually know, are from Maseches Shabbos, the types of beans that you have to cook it 7 times in order for it to get soft. Right? We had the Gemara in Beitza last year, that Bnei Yisrael are even worse than the termisin. We go back to Avodah Zarah over and over, 7 times, 8 times, based on Psukim and Shoftim. So, low termisin, maybe it means someone who Rashi doesn't know, so who are we to know? But But termisin, maybe it means that after going over it again and again and again and again, even after seven times, they can't get it. Or they people talk to them and they're too stubborn. Well, termisin, that's what termisin means elsewhere. Weiter. Rabbi Avo, ki Rabbi Yossi mi mesifta lebei Kesar. When Rabbi Avo went from yeshiva to the Bei Kesar, to the governmental office, to talk on behalf of the Jews for some reason, nafkin amhasa de Bei Kesar liape, the maidservants of the Caesar used to go out to Rabbi Avo, who was known as a great leader. Umashrelan, they used to sing imachi. They used to sing. These are the pashas, the non-Jewish women. Rabba da'ame, the leader of his nation. Umad Barna de Umse, also the leader of his nation. Botsina de Nahora, the light, right, that gives off such light. Botsina de Nahora. Barich Masiech Lishlam, blessed is your coming for peace. Right, what's the depth of this? Says the Hafla, right here, in his commentary, Sefer on Ksubis, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. Maybe they're saying, he's such an amazing person who's so uplifted, but he still inspires his people. Sometimes you have some people who are so amazing and great, and then they just mind their own business, and they're not mashpia. Here, the leader of the people, so great, but they're still the light unto the nation. There's still mashpia on the nation. It's Sha'amar, Afshu Nasi Ba'amav, the Afilu Hachi, who manages Adora Mashamsham. And still, he goes around and teaches them, right? It reminds us of the thought that we just said last night in the Parsha Shir from Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv notes that in the Parsha's Truma, Atamar Chacham is compared both to the Aron and to the menorah. Why both? Says Rav Yashiv, because the Aron, it's in the Kodesh Kadashim, private. Nobody sees it. A Talmud Chacham has to have two elements. On the one hand, the private side. A side just between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bein Adam La'atzmo. With privately growing. Privately seeking. And on the other hand, a Talmud Chacham has to be like the menorah as well. It has to be a kli that shines, that lights up, that inspires. And one has to have both. Because if it's too much menorah and too little aron, then there's not going to be any tochen in order to give off the light. But on the other end, if somebody spends all their life being the Aron, when they're supposed to be Mashpia, right? The famous Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel, where the Rambam talks about Shevet Levi being the leaders, and they sit and learn, and really anyone who takes upon their shoulders to be that, you know, they have to, they can. But the Rambam's Lashon is there, not that they could go in private and sit and learn. The Rambam's Lashon is there, and they are exemplary role models and Mashpia on Klal Yisrael. That's what we're talking about. That's the goal. Not just to be the Aron, but to be the menorah. And that's what these maidservants were saying about Rabbi Avo. Not only was he great, was he the Rabba da'ame, but he was the Botsina de Nahora. He was also the light. Light is not something that's in a private room, right? Light is something that gives off, and that's what they recognized about him, the Aron element and the menorah element. Okay. Amr Allah al Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi. They said about Rabbi Meiloi other wedding practices. Shaya notel bat shel hadas. He used to take a hadas branch, umarakei lefnei akala, and dance with it in front of the kala va'omer, kala nova chasuda, and dance kala nova chasuda with his hadas branch. Why with a hadas branch? The chidah suggests maybe it's connecting. The hadas is like hadasa. Hadasa was the name of Esther Hamalka. Again, Rosh Chodesh Adar. And what does the Gemara say in Megillah? Chut shel chesed. She had a chut shel chesed about her. According to one opinion, Esther was green. And still, Achashverosh thought she was the most beautiful woman there. What is it? What's going on here? That's the emphasis of Kala Nova Chasuda. Chut shel chesed. There was something about her. There was a chen about her. So she used to dance with this hadas and say this about every Kala. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Merakit Atlas. He used to be Merakit Atlas. What does that mean? Dance on three. So Rashi explains, at least here, elsewhere he gives other pshatim, it means he used to juggle. He used to take three things and used to juggle. That's what he used to entertain. Why three? Some say there are a lot of threes in Yadus. The Gimel Avos, and Tanan Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Right, a lot of threes. But he said, they used to entertain. Omer Rebbe Zera. Kamitz Avon Saba. So embarrassing. This old man, he's embarrassing the rabbinate. He's juggling. The Gadol Hador is juggling. Ki Noach Nafshe, when Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak died, Ifsuk Amuda Denura, Bein Didei Lukulei Alma. A pillar of fire separated between his coffin and the rest of the people. V'gemiri, and we have a Mesorah. D'lo ipsik amuda denura, then fire only separates Ela, Ilachad, Bedara, Ilatre, Bedara. One or two in every generation, that's it. So Amar Rabbi Zera, Reb Zera, who in his lifetime had said, what's he doing? He's embarrassing. Reb Zera rethinks. Reb Zera says, Ahanyile Shutisa Lasaba. Shutisa is a hadas. I guess the hadas of Saba was appropriate. Or Ba'amila Shtuse Lasaba. Some say the foolishness, what I thought was foolishness of Saba. Ba'amila Shitase Lasaba. The opinion of Saba. Either way, it's the same idea. Either the hadas or the foolishness or the opinion. Reb Zera is basically saying, I guess I was wrong. You know, this was a appropriate thing to do. And the discussion is, what did he originally think? What was he thinking afterwards? So again, Reb Elchanan says here, what was Reb Zera thinking that was so wrong? What was he thinking? So maybe what he was thinking was, based on what we know elsewhere, we know that a king, we'll have that in a couple of lines, a king cannot be mochel on his kavod. Melech shemachal ha-kvodo en kvodo machal. A rav can be mochel on his kavod. A rebbe, shemachal ha-kvodo, kvodo machal. Why? Because it's his Torah, based on a pasuk at the beginning of Tehillim. It's his Torah, he can be mochel on his kavod. So, Rebbe, the rav that was doing this, said, was being Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, no. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, yeah, he was being mochel on his kavod. So that's why he was doing it. Rebbe Zera thought, yes, Mechila on Kavod is okay, but Zilzul, positive disgracing, that a rabbi is not allowed to do. He can be Mochel on Kavod, but he can't disgrace himself. That's a Bizayin HaTorah. That's the Avshorach HaMachal HaKvod HaKvod HaMachal, Tzorech Lomer Kadas HaRosh, Dal Bizyono Eino Yochol Limchol, Adarabah, Osir Limchol. It's Osir for a Rav to be Mochel on his Zilzul. So that was the problem. Aye, but once he sees the pillar of fire, then obviously he thinks, maybe it's not a bizayon. It must be, it's not that, you know, a rav is allowed to be mochel on the zilzal, but it's not a bizayon. Why? Because whenever, as Rav Elchanan and others of the Mefarshim explain, whenever somebody is being osik in a mitzvah l'shem shamayim, that even if they're causing them to sweat, and even though they're going crazy, right, and they're the greatest rabbi dancing in front of the chas and the kala, but that's a kavod haTorah. It's showing that they want to be misameach them. And you know, learn this from none other than, many are thinking, David HaMelech. David HaMelech, when they bring the Aron back to Yerushalayim after so many years away, and he starts having the parade, and he starts dancing and schwitzing and rolling up his sleeves. And after the day, remember the story, he comes back home, and his wife, you know, Michal, sees him and says, honey, what a great day. Sarcasm in the Tanakh. What a great day that all the maidservants saw the arms of the king of Israel. Right? And David, with a sharp line, says, that's why I'm the king and not your father. Right? That, and the Yalkut on Sefer Shmuel fills in the conversation here. She was saying, how can you be Mavaza yourself in front of the whole nation? You roll up your sleeves, they see you sweat. And David says, that's exactly the point. Your father lost the Malchus because he cared so much about what the Am thought. By a Malik, he says it was the Am's fault, the Am's fault. Right, in the Haftorah for Parsha Zachar. And David says, I do what I know is right because it's Kavod HaTorah. And that's why I'm the king, because a king has to rule over the people and not be ruled by the people. And that's where we learn it from. Right, v'nakalosi, right, with the Lashon, v'nakalosi on mizos. Right, I'll do even more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the what's going on here between these two Amoraim. If you look in the Gemara in Maseches Brachos, remember the beginning of Brachos, the Gemara says that anyone who is Misameach Chasson V'Kala is Zoche LaTorah. Zoche LaTorah, Vavim Abes. What is the connection between Simchas Chasson V'Kala and Torah? And then the next one, Rabbi Yavoh Omer Kilu Hikrif Todes, like he brought a carbon. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak Omer Kilu Bana Churva Achas Michorvos Yerushalayim, as if you built up one of the dilapidated areas in Yerushalayim. What is the connection? So, Rav Shechter has a beautiful piece in Ikvei Atzon, in Simon Lamites, where he explains, based on the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos says, when somebody is single, they're lacking, not just in, like, they're lonely. They're lacking in Torah. Hashari below Isha, Shari below Torah. And therefore, when somebody gets married, they're able now to achieve Shlemus in their Torah. So, Mida Keneged Mida. If I'm Misameach Chasson V'Kala, if I'm Misameach, this is really their Kabbalah HaTorah. This is their Shvuas. Right? They're having a full Kabbalah HaTorah. So, if I'm Misameach, Mida Keneged Mida, I'm celebrating their Torah, so I'm going to get Torah. Number one. Now, it's the first opinion. Kolam Mishtafim Ba Yizku Bebechinas Mida Keneged Mida Aslachas Blimed HaTorah. Aye. And what about Rebbe Avahu, Kilo Hikrif Karban, because, as we know, what's the purpose of a Karban Todah, specifically? What's a Karban Todah? Right, the Nesiv points out, in Pasha Sav, the Karban Todah has more to eat than any other Karban, and less time to eat it. There's 40 loaves you have to eat, and you have to finish it by Chatzos. What's the message? You have to invite people. You have to announce it. You have to spread the wealth. You have to make a big Suda for everybody and have Divrei Torah and Shiros and Shvachos and Hoda'ah. So that's why, if you're Mesameh Chasen Vekala, so Adal Yidei Masha Yomru Divrei Hodaya B'Shas HaSuda Tehafech HaSuda L'Sudas Hodaya. And the root of HaSudas Hodaya is by a Karban Todah. And finally, the last opinion is as if you built one of the Churvas Yerushalayim. Another Gemara. The Gemara tells us, and also in Yevamos, that when's Mashiach going to come? After every child that's supposed to be born has been born. Achi Kalu Kol Neshama Sheba Guf. There's some place in Yerushalayim called Guf, and every time a neshama comes out, right, so that's one step closer to the geula. So by a marriage, that one step closer to having that child. So it's as if I'm helping out the geula. I'm being misameach, the wedding, because every marriage and every child born, that's Simchas Chasen Nekala is leading to Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and that's the Mida Keneged Mida as well. So that's all three opinions about Simchas Chasen Vekal. Okay, let's continue. Rav Acha, you got to take a lot of deep breaths in Maseches Ksubas. Okay, it's not just Daf Yud Zayin, but it is Daf Yud Zayin. Rav Acha, here we go. Markiv le'akatvei omarakeid. Another controversial line. What's the pashas of this line? Rav Acha used to put the kala on his shoulders and dance around with her. The Ben Yoyada says, it means on a chair on her shoulders. Doesn't say that. Right? It sounds Markiv le'akatvei. Abrilei Rabbanon. The Rabbanon look anan ma'u lemevet hachi. Is that normative practice that should be done? Amar lehu, he says, no. Im damin alaihu kikshura. If the kala is to you like a board, like you're carrying a board, a wooden board, a plank lachai, then fine. Ve'ilolo, if not. He's not bragging. This is one of the great gedolei amoraim. He's just saying that he has developed or has squashed his Yetzirah in that his life is so l'shem shamayim. Remember, we're talking about Amoraim, who did Tchias HaMesim, who had baskols, right? So he reached the level of, there's no Yetzirah, this is totally l'shem shamayim. But he even says to his fellow Amoraim, this is not normative. Because normally, naturally, this is not something that people reach. And that is what all the Rishonim say. The Rishonim say already in the days of the Amoraim, this was very inappropriate, unless you were this man. But the Sefer HaChinuch writes, and the Ritvar writes on the last page of Kiddushin, the Sefer HaChinuch on the mitzvah Kuf Peches. That's a mitzvah crucial mitzvah, the Isser of getting Hana'ah from any Arayos. Right, that's the Isser of looking where we're not supposed to look, and being where we're not supposed to be, and the inappropriate behavior between the genders. That's the Isser, Kuf Peches, in the Sefer HaChinuch. And there he says, and don't ask me from Ksubis, Daf Yud Zayin. Don't ask me that, my son. Remember, the Sefer HaChinuch was written for his son, to learn with his son's friends. So he says, don't let your Yitzhar get the better of you. That you find Ksas Ma'asim B'Gemara Marim Sosim Divrei Eile Klomar, that, you know, even though it's Aser, but, you know, I can handle it. Or like Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chav, used to sit at the doorway of the mikvah so that, you know, the women could see him on their way out and be able to have a skulis from that. Even the Gemara says that he didn't look at them. They just looked at him. And Rav Acha, that put the kala on his shoulders, right? He says, V'od, Heim Zechorinu L'Vracha. He says, number one, he says, V'od, Heim Zechorinu L'Vracha, Hayu Kimalachim. Shalom Hayu Iskam Afilu Shoakala. Toro Naso. They didn't waste a second. They didn't do half the mitzvos because Torasu Umnaso. We can't fathom the type of level these people were on. Aval Anachnu, says the Sefer HaChinuch today in the 1300s, the Gemara was even in the 500s, right? For sure. Ein lanu lifrot zafilu geder katan bin yonam elu klau. Elo lishmar kol haherchekim shehodiyunu zechonim avracha befrat. Exactly what Chazal tell us to do. Ubamash alois kiruheim, and even what they didn't say. Yesh al kol echad ve'echad la'asos kefim ha-shayim says gufo muchan kamo shamarnim. We have to make our own gedarim. Right? Every generation lives in a different time period. You live in the age of the internet, so you have to make your own, one's own gedarim in terms of this area of Losikruvu Legalos Erva. So this is a story in the Gemara, but it's not something at all that is normative. Continuing. You're allowed to stare at the kala. What? For what? Because if the chassan sees everybody's looking at the kala, he's like, oh, I guess she's beautiful. I guess I got a great deal. I guess it's great. Like, it's mechabev him. But we don't paskin that way. We don't paskin that way, meaning it's like we maybe connected to the previous line. You know, we can't do that l'shem shemayim either. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, so that was all about the wedding, and now we get to general kala parades. Ma'avir and esameis milafnei akala. What if there's two people going down the street? There's a wedding procession and a funeral procession, and they both meet. Who goes first? So you let the kala go first. Ma'avir and esameis milafnei akala. V'zev v'zev milafnei melech Yisrael. And both of them have to give way to a king of Israel, melech v'Yisrael. There's a story of Agrippas that let the kala go first. Let the kala go before it. And Chazal, Shibchuhu Chachamim. The Chachamim praised. Chachamim praised him. Shibchu, Michal the Shaper of it. What, they praised him? Is that mashma that he did correctly? Via Amar Avashi, what we just said before. Afilo manda Amar, Nasi Shemachlak Fodo, Kvodo Machol, Melech Shemachlak Fodo, and Kvodo Machol. The king's not allowed to be Mochel. Domar Mar, Somta Simalecha Melech Shatei Maso Alecha. What do you mean? His Ema, his awe has to be upon us, and he's not allowed to undermine that. Answer, Prashas Racham Havi. It was like a corner. So it wasn't so nikar that he was letting the kala go by. It could have been looked at as, you know, the kala got there first. So as long as it was a nikar, it's okay. Tosfos says here, even though Agrippas wasn't fully a king, right, but we treated him like a king. So that's why the Gemara asked what it did. Fascinating suggestion again here, the second and final one of the day of the Chashuke Chemed, talking about the Agrippas being Mochel, and what you do, milafnei hakala. A shaila comes up. You're about to bench at a sheva brachas. Birchas hamazon. So you get two cups. You have one silver kose and one glass. Which do you use for sheva brachas and which do you use for benching? If you have a nicer kose, which mitzvah gets the nicer kose? It happens a lot. At a wedding, fine, you usually have like two glasses. But sometimes you have a sheva brachas in a house, in a restaurant, and you get one kose and you have one glass. And the kose is nicer. So, mitzad echad, right, so are you mavir birchas hamazon milafnei akala, or are you mavir kala milafnei birchas hamazon? So he said, mitzad echad, right, birchas hamazon is mitzvah daraisa, right, that's mitzvah daraisa. Simchas kasan v'kala is, okay, v'avtarecha kamocha, but sheva brachas, we learned before, is a takanas moshe, it's a mitzvah darabanan. So on the other hand, maybe sheva brachas, why? Because you make more brachos on this coast. Make more brachas on this coast. Benching, you're only going to make four brachas. This one, you're going to make seven brachas on. So maybe it's more of a hiddur to make it on that. And also, sheva brachas are domeh, chasen domeh, lemelech. And what does our Gemara say? Melech and akala, melech goes first. And therefore, maybe the melech should be. Dark lo shel melech, lishtamesh bezov. So he quotes our Gemara, and then he quotes the Yamshel Shlomo on our Gemara, and he says beferish. Has Beferish talking about this case that the kos yafe goes to Birchas Hamazon. The nicer kos goes to Birchas Hamazon, that's the mitzvah daraisa, that overrides. And then he says, my brother-in-law of Chaim Knievsky added another reason why you should use the kos of Birchas Hamazon. Two reasons. Number one, that's the first mitzvah you're doing. So mitzvah baliotcha, right? It's kind of a short-term, long-term view. The first mitzvah you're going to do is Birchas Hamazon. So, right, use the kos of Birchas Hamazon. Afterwards, you already use it up. Okay, what can you do? Number one. Number two, he said, it's also interesting. He said that maybe the whole shaila is talui on whether, machlokes, whether birchas hamazon tu in a kos or not. Whether this is just a good thing to do or something that you have to do. Maybe if you don't really have to use a kos, but you just do to as a hidur, maybe then you should use it for sheva brachas. But it seems like lamaisa, the maskana is you should use it for benching. Use the nicer kos for birchas hamazon and the less nice kos for sheva brachas. Fascinating. Halacha lemaisa based on this Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Tanu Rabbanan. It's a lot to say. Mevatlin Talmud Torah. Lo tzoras ha-meis lachrasas kala. You have to close the Beis Medrash. You leave the Beis Medrash to go to a levaya or go to a wedding. It doesn't mean you have to go to the wedding for 9 hours. It just means they have to take some time out of one's learning schedule in order to go to the wedding. The Rosh here has a suffix. Is this a reshus? Is it a chova? He's noted to say, mavatlin. Mavatlin means you have to. That's what he's noted to say, even though the language mavatlin doesn't have to be interpreted that way. That's what the Rosh assumes. Amr alav arbidu berbi loy. They said about Rabbi Dabari Loi that this is what he did. When do you have to leave the Beis Medrash and stop your Seder in order to go to a wedding or a Levaya? When the Levaya or wedding don't have everything, meaning they don't have enough people there. But if they have enough, then you're not Mavatel. So, Kamo Kol Sarcho, what's Kol Sarcho? Why haven't we ever heard of this? Amar Rav Shmuel Barini, Mishmei Derav, Tracer Alfi Gavri, if there's 12,000 men, Vishisa Alfi Shipure, and 6,000 announcers there, okay, then you don't have to go. Vyamri La, Tracer Alfi Gavri, Yuminai, Vishisa Alfi Shipure, or 6,000 within the 13,000 or 12,000. Either way, Lamaisa, most of us have never had such a problem with, oh, there are already 12,000 people at the wedding. We don't have to go. Ula Amar, Kigon Dechaitzi Gavri Miabula Vatzichra. If there are people wall to wall from the gate of the city all the way to the Beis HaKfaris, okay, which was 50 amas out of the city, so then you don't have to go. Otherwise, one has to go. Rav Sheshes Vitem, Rav Yochanan Amar, Nitilasa Kinesinasa. A beautiful statement. Rav Yochanan says, the taking of the Torah is like the giving of the Torah. When somebody dies, it's like the Torah was taken. Right? There's a parallel between a human being and the Torah. Ma nesinasa bashishim ribo, just like it was given with 600,000, af netilasa bashishim ribo. That's the shir. So all of these shirim are in solamaisa. But even so, vahani mili lamantakari vatani, all of this only applies, these shirim are, if somebody was a Talmud Chacham, they learned, so then these are the shirim. But if they kept it to themselves, in our language from before, if they were only like the Aron. Aval laman demisni, somebody who teaches others Torah, less le shiura, then even these aren't limits. Then it's beyond even this. And nowadays says the Ritva Bizman Azeh, it's a beautiful Lashon, it's a take-home Ritva. The Ritva says that Bizman Azeh, let's find the Lashon of the Ritva. The Ritva says, because he quotes the Smak, the Achshav al Kol Adam Yisrael Mavatlim and Astam Shekulam Meleim Mitzvahs Karimon. Every Jew is full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. The Eloch Hakolechan Yisrael She'ena Oba Mikra Oba Mishnah, and therefore you have to go for every Jew. Fine. V'im Yesh. So now back to the Mishnah, back to Maseches Ksuvos. V'im Yesh Edim Shiatzes Behinu Mavachulu. Remember our Mishnah. There's a machlokes between the husband and the wife. Was she a psula or not at the time of the wedding? So if there are edim that she went out with at the wedding, there were psula activities that took place. So that's a raya for her. So my hinuma, what is a hinuma? Surchav bar papa of siyum fame. Mishmei de zeiri omar. Tanura de asa. Literally, it's like it's like a hadas. It's like it's a tanur, it's an oven. No, it means like a garment that's shaped like an oven. An oven, a tanur is round. So it's like a round piece of cloth that went on the head. That's like a chuppah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, kriyasa de menamna bakalsa. It's a veil that the kala could take a doze in. It means her veil, right? Something, these were items that were only worn by a psula, and those were the rayas that are abroad. This Gemara, this language of Kariyasa, Dananana, Bakalasa, this is quoted by the Bach and by others in terms of, and the Ramah quotes this, what is Chuppah? What is Chuppah? Kiddushim, we know what it is, but what is Chuppah? We mentioned this back on that base. There are so many different opinions, and the Bach emphasizes that we do all of them. We do all of them in Simen Samach Aleph. Simen Samach Aleph, the Tur just quotes the Rambam. The Tur quotes the Rambam that Chuppah is Yichad Arai Leviya, and then at the end he says, but my father, the Rosh, says Chuppah is, you don't even need that. You have other deus. But what are the other deus? You have all different opinions. The Bach quotes them all here. Maybe it means Makom HaMiyuchad. You designate the Chassan and the Kala in a specific place, and everybody recognizes that they're the Chassan and the Kala. Maybe it means giving them Shavar Brachas. Maybe it means putting a Begin Miyuchad onto them. This might mean the Badekin. This is the Yeki Minig of putting a talus over the Chasen and the Kala. All different opinions, but we do all of them. The Bach says we do all of them. And he says, and we do a canopy. Right, the Bach here talks about, describes exactly what we do. It's 400 years ago, but we do the same thing. That we do the all of the opinions, but one of them is right here. Right, a garment that is on the kala. This also might be one of the ideas behind a chuppah, because it is the chassan that comes and puts the veil on the kala, as we know what we do by a badekin. There is an interesting question in the earlier poskim, the Avnei Miluim. The Ksos discusses that some have the minog of having a very thick veil, more of a Hasidic custom, a very thick veil. So the question is, do the Edim have to see the face of the kala when the ring goes onto her finger? If they can't see who she is, maybe it's a problem of Kiddushin below Edim. So the Aruch HaShulchan discusses this, the Avnei Miluim 200 years before, and they say, well, if they know she's wearing the white dress, they saw her face before, they know who this is, so even if at the moment of the Kiddushin they don't see, it's still okay. And then the Aruch HaShulchan adds, especially because usually the second, that's what happens, right before the chassan puts the ring on the finger, they lift the veil up to give her a sip of wine. So he says it's a good idea for the Edim, who should be up there by that time, to look at the kala's face at that moment to make sure they know who it is. But this time they know who it is anyway. But either way, that is a discussion according to that custom about the Edim knowing who it is. Rabbi Yochanan Vayter, Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer, V'chulu. He was the one that said, giving out the nuts is a raya. Tana b'Yehuda raya. Fine in Yehuda, these are customs, right? The Mishnayos are giving the customs from Eretz Yisrael. B'Bavel Mai, what are the customs in Bavel? What they do specifically by a Basula wedding? Amarav, Darduge de Mishcha Aresha de Rabbanan. An unusual custom, rubbing oil in the hair of the rabbis. What does that mean? And it sounds like the women used to do this, right? The hair of the rabbis. They used to do this, that they were so besimcha. Amar, again, not for normative practices. Amar le rapabal abaya. Mishcha de chafifusa kamar mar. What, they need a shampooing? What, they didn't take a shower before the wedding? Amar le yasma. He says, oh, orphan one. He's just calling him a name. Avdalcha imcha dardugi mishcha aresha de rabbanim shas maisa. What, your mother didn't prepare this for your wedding? So sorry to hear that. Right, that's why he calls him Yasma, but that's what Rav Papa says this to Abaya, and ironically, Abaya, who was the Yasom, called this to Abaya, who he learned before was a very, very rich and had all the amenities. But interesting, that's the conversation. Kiha, similar, kiha da ahume rabbanan, diasegle libre, be rabba barula, viamri la rabba barula, yasegle libre, be ahume rabbanan. There was a wedding. Vidirdig mishcha, rachad rabbanan, just maisa. This is what they did. Fine. Armaltamai, what about almana? Right? What were practices done for an almana? Tani, Rav Yosef, almata lesla kisni. How did they know? They didn't have these nuts that were given out at the wedding. That's what they did in Bavel, and that was the simon. Remember, back in the first parak, we learned about what the word almana comes from the word mana, ksuba. Fine. Umoder Rav Yishuv Amal Chaveh Rechulov. Okay, now we're back to... different type of meat. But back to Migu and Pesha Asar. Remember the last line of the Mishnah said yesterday that Rabbi Yeshua agrees that if somebody comes to court and says, this field used to be your father's, but he sold it to me, Rabbi Yeshua is Naaman that he's believed because of Pesha Asar who Pesha Hiter. Ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to give the case of your father? It was your father's and I bought it from him. Why don't you just say, it was yours? It was yours and I bought it from you. Why the added dimension of it was your father's? Remember, according to Rashi, and Rashi says explicitly here, there's no toveya. There's nobody coming to claim. It's your coming and saying, yeah, this used to be so-and-so's and now I bought it. But why the father? So Mishim Tekabai, Lemisni Seifa. No, because of the next line. The next line of the Mishnah said, "Em yesh edim shehi shelo, if there are edim that it was his, it was the other guy's. V'hu omer lekachtia mimenu, and then he says, I bought it from you, eino naman. So he wouldn't be believed. That's the last line of the Mishnah. So hechi dami, what's the case? What's the case that he's saying, I bought it? We'll get into Baba Basra. E da'achla shani chazaka, has this person who's now on the land been there for 3 years? Which we know is what's called Cheskas Gimel Shanim, squatter's rights. If you're there for 3 years and the other quote-unquote owner does not say a word, that's called Cheskas Gimel Shanim and it's yours. You don't have a responsibility to hold on to the shtar after 3 years. There is a discussion, does it work even without a taina? Chazaka Shieshima Taina or any Taina? Do you have to explain how you got it? before those 3 years or not? Okay, not for now. But what's the case here? If you've been there for 3 years, I'm Ilom Hemen, why shouldn't he be believed? Even against the Edim that says it was the other guys. But he's been there for 3 years. And if he hasn't been there for 3 years, so it's obvious that he's not believed. So that's why it talks about the father and not the son. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Iyachi gabi aviv nami. You have the same question by the father. So again, why does the case given in the Mishnah about the father and not about the son? So here's the answer. Bishlama gabi aviv. Fine, regarding the father, I know what the chiddush is. Mishkachas lo kigon. Sha'ach l'shtayim b'chayi ha'av. Va'achas b'chayi b'no. Let's see, he's been there for 3 years. But two of the years were when the father was alive. One of the years is when the father has already died. So the son is the owner. Ukid Rav Huna, and the chiddush is, like Rav Huna says, that that's not called a cheskas gimel shanim. And therefore, if there are edim that it used to be the father's, then even though he's been there for 3 years, it's not going to work. Like Rav Huna said, Amar Rav Huna, ein machzikim menechse katan afilu higdil. A cheskas gimel shanim does not work if it's a child, because the child doesn't know that he has to complain about it, that he has to put up what's called the mecha'a. And even if the child is, it was only 1 year, and the child finds out about it maybe later, but he didn't know originally that it used to be his, that he has to complain about it. So even afilu kishigdil, even after the child gets old enough to complain, but he didn't know that this was his father's property. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Well, to teach us the chiddush of Rav Huna. Says the Gemara, okay, so Rav Huna masisun asal asminan? So then basically you're saying that Rav Huna is telling us what the Mishnah is saying. So what's the chiddush of Rav Huna? Two answers. Ibayisema Rav Huna diyuka de masisun kamar. Well, just reading the Mishnah, we wouldn't have figured out Rav Huna. Rav Huna is explaining the Mishnah. Rav Huna is clarifying the chiddush of the Mishnah. Number one, or vibayisema afilu higdil kamashmalan. Or the chiddush is that not only is it not called a chazaka when the child is a katan, but the added chiddush of Rav Huna is even after he becomes a gadol, it's still not called a cheskas gimel shanim against the katan, because the katan didn't know when he was a katan to start, even though now he's a gadol, he didn't know to protest. Even after he becomes a gadol. And that's the chiddush that Rav Huna is adding. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the listening, by Hashem, we'll continue. Again, a tomorrow's daf is also, each one of these dafim is just jam-packed with Shas topics. Tomorrow we have Kivan Shehigid and other Shas sugyas. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir, Hashem, is up from last night.